First, how did Basel look to you tonight?
Basel looked good. Came out of the gate strong. The third inning, I think, to me, kind of had a cascading effect. The two-out walk to Amaya proved to be his kryptonite tonight. After that, it was tough for him to kind of reel it back in, you know, and he did a good job of weathering the storm and gave us six, three runs, and, you know, he pitched well.
Only six hits, no extra base hits. He had some scoring opportunities. What did you see out there?
Yeah, Matty Boyd was tough. He came out of the gate strong too. Velo was up a little bit, and when Matty has his command going, like, he's tough. Like, he has a good mix. He mixes up arm slots, you know, and did a good job of pushing and pulling, and especially like the first and second, nobody out. He really bared down, and we didn't move the ball forward at all. And when we got to the bullpen, we had some great at-bats, had some chances. Adley was deliberate, and yeah, that was it.
Can you walk us through your pinch hit decisions in the seventh?
Yeah, they brought in Rollison is their pretty drastic lefty split guy. So we had to get something going, so Ruddy's on the bench.
With Leody specifically, he's really struggled this year, hitting right-handed. What gives you the confidence of putting him in that situation, mm-hmm. pinch hit against the lefty?
Yeah, with in that circumstance, Holiday spot was the false spot, right? And three batter minimum. They had Webb up, and he was ready to come in. So we used Leody, switch hitter, see what decision they would make. And that's why, instead of posing, going to JJ, where it would have been right on right.
Was keeping Nunez in there for the second inning about starting the homestand and trying to keep the bullpen fresh for the road ahead, or was it specifically about the matchups you went there?
Yeah, and also the workload previously. Like, our guys were running pretty hot. Their guys throwing 6 out of 11 days, you know, so we feel confident with Nunez going back out there. He looked great, especially the second inning. Like, they did a good job of fighting off some tough pitches, and Danzy, a tough sweeper away, and just got enough bat on it with two strikes to fall in front of T.O., but I thought Nunez looked good.
Craig, you told us before the game that you were manipulating the lineup a little bit tonight in order to figure out the left-handed pitching issue. I don't know if this is the right word, so I'll just ask you, do you guys feel like this is maybe reaching a point of desperation where you guys are trying to just do anything to figure it out?
Yeah, no, it's not desperation. I think it's we're trying to problem solve left-handed pitching, and Matty Boyd, his right-left splits are not as drastic, so it's a good opportunity to get our lefties in there. And also, our lefties do a really good job of managing at bat, you know, working walks, get to first base. Didn't happen tonight, but we were confident in the lefties that we had in there with Beavers and Holiday and Basaya.
You mentioned Adley getting the big hit. Seemed like you guys kind of had them on the ropes there with the errant throw, tying runs in scoring position. Just how tough is it not to see Gunner be able to come through there in that particular moment?
Yeah, I think any player that's in that spot, you know, you want them to come through, you want it for them, then you want it for us. And, you know, when Gunnar Henderson is at the plate, I think any pitcher is going to heighten a little more focus, and that's a testament to him and how good of a player he is, and tonight he came up short.